Welcome to this exhibition, which is titled Masabeu Collection, Object and Nature, Still Life and Flower Paintings of the 17th and 18th Centuries. The exhibition brings together an important selection of works from the Masabeu Collection, which is one of the largest private art collections in Spain. Still Life and Flower Paintings are among the collection's most outstanding thematic groups, in terms of both number and quality of works. The selection is complemented by the inclusion of works from the Maria Cristina Masabeu Pettersson Foundation itself, along with a number of pieces from the Pedro Masabeu Pettersson Collection, which is now held at the Asturias Museum of Fine Art. Thus, after spending a long time apart, these works are now reunited in our exhibition rooms. This show therefore represents a fortunate coming together of paintings that, for the most part, were originally acquired in order to form part of the same thematic group. This exhibition, comprising around 50 works, invites us on a journey through the origins and evolution of still life painting in Spain. Straddling the Baroque and Enlightenment eras, the exhibition explores a pictorial genre that became one of the most popular in the Western tradition, despite the fact that in previous centuries it was considered an irrelevance. The still life genre, which focused on seemingly trivial motifs such as objects, fruit, animals, and flowers, grew in popularity amongst the educated classes, and soon still life paintings were sought after by every social class that could afford them. In artistic terms, the presentation of natural motifs, depicted with exceptional realism, opened up new horizons for the observer. A precedent to this approach can be found in the following work, which is attributed to the artist known as the Master of the Annunciation to the Shepherds. A contemporary of José de Ribera, he was perhaps one of the most enigmatic figures in the Neapolitan art world during the first half of the 17th century. The piece serves as a testament to the Baroque painter's knowledge of his craft and depicts an elderly artist and his apprentice both absorbed in their work. The apprentice is copying the image of an eye that the venerable artist has previously produced. As such, the piece explores the concept of reproduction, which is one of the key principles of painting. The artist's studio contains all kinds of objects, including musical instruments, decorations, and even a skull, which foreshadows the inescapable mortality of the old man. By depicting an artist who is painting what is in front of him, and a diligent apprentice who is learning from the master, the work becomes a grand allegory of the art of painting. Indeed, the small sign at the painter's feet lays bare the reality of his craft. It reads, "Ancora imparo," an Italian expression that means, "I am still learning." This phrase alludes to the fact that the old master is painting a still life, a new genre that had begun to emerge during the Baroque era, and which the artist wished to learn despite his advanced age.